Just to recap the past few weeks, we have been looking in the life of Jonah, right? We have been looking from the book of Jonah. Jonah is it's a powerful reminder about God, about God's character, because many times I think Jonah was looking at God totally differently. But then the more, you know, he comes closer to God, he realizes that this God is a very loving God, very compassionate God, merciful and just, right? I think all of us know the story of Jonah. Right, for the benefit of those who do not, we know that God called Jonah, a prophet, right, to go to another city called Nineveh. It's a Gentile city, and these Gentiles were just against his own people. And so can you imagine, you know, God calling this man, and he goes, obedient to God's, he runs somewhere else, right? Can you imagine, he's a prophet, he knows his duties, he's been specially ordained or even called by God, right? He will be the first one to respond to God's call. But what happens in this particular incident? I think he just runs away thinking that, you know, this God will not, cannot find me. He goes to the bottom of the ship deck and he lies down thinking God cannot, he doesn't have an x-ray eyes. God has an x-ray eyes, my friend. He can see through the walls. Jonah forgot all that, right? And finally, you realize, I think the story goes, I think there was a storm, right? And it was a great storm, and it was sent by God. And what was happening, right? And the sailors were all praying, and finally, because of casting of the Lord, they found out it was Jonah, right? He, because of him, what happened? They threw him, right? He threw him into the sea or even the ocean, and the big fish came and swallowed him. I think we know the story pretty well, right? And so in this particular part or today, we are going to talk about the prayer of Jonah, right? Can you imagine praying in a belly of a fish? Can you imagine? Right? We will be hearing a lot of sounds, because I think it's grinding, right? Maybe small fishes are coming inside. You're about to close your eye and something is dropping on your head. Can you imagine? You know, when I was preparing the sermon, I was trying to imagine. And let me tell you, I can't imagine, right, in the stomach of a fish, because it will be moving. There will be some kind of movement that's happening, right? It's like a roller coaster. Imagine roller coaster, after a few minutes, you're fine, but, you know, cannot be having roller coaster for the next 3 days, right? Can you imagine? The entire system is out. And not only that, it's so smelly. Have you tried going into this fish's tummy? Right? No. It's so smelly, very acidic, right? And bad food. I can't imagine. Right? I can't imagine. What happens? Jonah prays. I think that is one of the places we don't want to pray, right? We will never close our eyes and pray to God, because we are, we go through a lot of things, you know, so many things are happening. You know, you want to take control of your life. You want to get rid of the dirt. You want to get rid of the weeds. You want to get rid of the dirt that's around you. You know, a lot of effort is needed. But even in the midst of everything that was happening, you know, the most important thing, Jonah was praying to the Lord. Can you imagine? We're going to look at the prayer of Jonah. And let's pray. And then, Father, we thank you for once again, O God, that through this man we can learn about prayer. Maybe we are not in a situation like Jonah, O God, but we are at times in our lives in difficult situations or even in a crisis. Or times of God, we do not know what to do. It might be about our school. It might be about our work. It might be about our friends. It might be that someone we cannot get along with. We do not know what to do, oh God. But we want to do something that Jonah is teaching us from this passage. We want to pray, because nothing is impossible in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the more I see the prayer of Jonah, you know, many times, you know, what happens, you know, when we are in a difficult situation, right? We call our friends, right? And if they are not able to help us, you know, we call our relatives or maybe our moms and dad. And finally, or many a times what happens, we call upon God, the SOS prayer to God and say, Lord, I need you. You know, what happens when you are there, you try to confess all your sins and say, Lord, you know, whatever I've sinned for the past 10 years or from the time I came, right, into this world, Lord, just forgive me and then, you know, just help me in this particular matter. Because I cannot survive. I can't meet this particular situation in my life. I need help. SOS. I need help, O Lord. Please come and help me. Right? I think many a times that our prayers are like that, right? It's not wrong. Sometimes I believe God allows certain crises into our life because He wants us to call upon Him. Right? He wants to hear our voice. And so sometimes crisis is because of us. But many a times when you look at it, you know, crisis allows us to come into the presence of God to just seek Him. And Jonah was seeking God. The more I look at the prayer of Jonah, you know, I think it is not just crisis alone. It was not because he was just thrown into the sea. He doesn't know what to do. But the more I see and study the prayer of Jonah, I believe that God was working in his life. It was just God's grace. God was just working in this man's life, just giving him a shake and say, Jonah, wake up. It's not just crisis alone. He could have said, you know, I'm giving up everything. I'm not going to go to God because this crisis, you know, the more I see my crisis, I realize, you know, God is not there. And I don't believe in a God. You know, Jonah could have easily decided like that. But I believe this particular crisis, you know, what was happening? God's grace was working in his life, my friend. You know, God's grace was working in his life. He could have given up. But I think he was hearing God's voice. And that's the voice of grace. God's grace was working in his life. If you look at the passage very carefully, you know, I'll try. You know, it says, when I look at the passage, it says God's grace leads us to prayer. Did you look at the prayer of Jonah? And I was just trying to do a comparative study of Jonah's prayer. You know, he recalls God's word. Every verse of Jonah is just recalling God's word. Nothing new. Nothing new. He's just saying, you know, from verse second verse, the fourth verse, the sixth, you know, almost everything, you know, he's just recalling, he's just talking about, he's just telling God about God's word. You know, why? I think it was the Spirit of God or the grace of God that was just working in his life, and just God was just helping him to remember. And if you look at all these verses, they are coming from the book of Psalms, right? And so I believe Jonah was soaked in the books of Psalms. He knew the Psalms pretty well. And so God was just reminding him. And so Jonah was just uttering everything. His entire prayer was just telling God or reading God's word to God himself. So it was God's grace, not just crisis. Because scholars, when I was looking at scholarship, it says, Jonah, even though he says, no, he answered my help. But Jonah in the prayer is not talking about, Lord, save me, right? Save me, Lord. He's not really explaining to God about how God can save his life. It's about, you know, he's just repeating. He's just telling God's about God's love, God's grace, God's faithfulness by this particular psalm, my friend. I looked to you. I called for help, O Lord. You know, he's just repeating the psalms. It's God's grace. Have you realized when there are moments in our life, you know, when we go through a crisis, sometimes we feel like giving up. And there is another voice that also reminds us of God's word. And I believe that's the word, that's God's grace. It all depends on whether we want to listen to our voice, whether we want to listen to the voice of grace, which is the voice of God, my friend. Jonah could have easily said no. But I think he he was listening. And so what was happening? The grace of God was just leading him. It was just leading him. And he collects the words of God in this particular text. And secondly, when I was looking at, you know, when you look at this, he was just praying God's word. So sometimes, let me, before I jump into the next point, you know, let me encourage you, if you do not know how to pray, if you're in a difficult situation, just take the Psalms, read the Psalm as a prayer. Because Psalms are a wonderful reminder. It says, Lord, help me. God is my refuge and my strength. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, there are so many Psalms. You know, if you do not know how to praise God, take a Psalm and say, right, rejoice. You know, there are so many wonderful. And so it's a wonderful reminder, right, you know, that it's God's grace that actually leads Jonah to pray. Secondly, when I look at this particular passage, you know, it talks to me also, it tells me that God's grace also leads us to understand ourselves. What is happening here in this, you know, when you are in a situation like this, what do you normally do when you're in a crisis? Right? We ask God to help us. Anything else do we do? We'll confess our sin. Let me tell you, by the way, when my wife and I, we were flying back, and we were going to Israel, and also when we were going to China, and from China we were going to Singapore, there was a lot of turbulence, right? Let me confess, there was certain turbulence. I was even confessing my sins to God because I did not know whether he's going to land in the, I do not know what, South China Sea or something like that. You know, I was just, you know, saying, Lord, you know, Lord, maybe I do not know certain things I might have done, you know, because I don't want to be dancing in the air, right? I have kids, you know, and so, you know, what's happening? I started confessing, Lord, there are many things maybe I do not know what I did, and I'm sorry, you know. Maybe my wife thought I was just sleeping, but actually I was praying, you know. And so what's happening? You know, and, you know, have you realized, you know, many a times what we do, we ask God to help us, right? When we are going through a crisis, and we tend to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But I think here, I think Jonah is exposing his distress to God, right? He's trying to understand, in this particular passage, he's trying to understand why. And he's just shouting, he exposes his distressed heart. In certain versions, you will read that he's just crying aloud to God. He's shouting to God at the top of his voice. Lord, in my distress, I call or cry to you. You know, and so he's talking about his distress, why he's going through all his distress in his life. And so he's just talking to God, and he's discovering about himself, my friend. You look at this particular verses very carefully. You know, he talks about his distress. So the word is carefully written here by Jonah. He's talking about actually the distress. It's all because of him. It's all because of his disobedience to God's law, to God's way, right, to God's command. And so he's talking about his distress. And so suffering is due to disobedience, right? If you realize, you know, many a times we go through distress. I'm not saying that, you know, God has a different plan, but, you know, many a times it's due to disobedience. And so if you look at the verses, I'm not going through the verses, he's saying, Lord, I'm going through this because you have allowed this. Lord, I'm going through this because of my disobedience, right? You are allowing me to go through this because not only you are a merciful God, but you are a just God. It is not mercy, mercy, mercy all the time, but you are a just God who is righteous. And so the verses reminds us that Jonah realizes, you know, The more I pray, the more I realize myself. He realizes his disobedience. He realizes that God has permitted all these things in his life because of his disobedience. And so, he's talking to God about his suffering. And secondly, you know, when I look at a life, you know, sometimes there are certain suffering we cannot explain, right? Have you realized? There are certain things that we don't understand. For a moment I thought, you know, maybe Jonah was also going through that, right? Maybe the first day he said, Lord, I do not understand. Sometimes in our life too, right, when we are going through Christian, you know, when we are going through a difficult moment, you say, Lord, I've been so faithful to you, right? I've been doing whatever you have told me, but why? Why? Right? I don't understand. Sometimes, let me tell you, my friend, there are moments we don't understand. Right? We don't understand. And when I look at it, I'll tell you, you know, why sometimes we don't understand. Thirdly, if Jonah is also saying, you know, when you look at the suffering is to create depth in our lives. I was reading R.T. Kendall. Kendall is a great writer. He says, the belly of the fish is not a happy place to live, right? But it's a good place to learn. It's not a happy place to live, but it's a good place to learn. And so according to scholarship, they say, you know, he was going through, and from his prayer, what happens? I think he's learning. And that's why he realizes his mistakes, and he says, Lord, from now on, I make a promise to you, I make a covenant to you, I will be obedient to you. And sometimes God brings suffering into our life so that they can create a depth in our spiritual life, my friend. There will be much more growth in our life. How do we look at suffering today, right? Sometimes, let me tell you, you know, it can be self-inflicted because of our disobedience and all that. But, you know, there are sometimes, many times, you know, we don't understand, right? And two attitudes towards suffering, you know, people go through. One, sometimes I call it, the first is short-sightedness, right? Why? We are not able to see the far things. We are very short-sighted, right? And so what happens, I think, this is the attitude, you know, we begin to question, right? We are unable to see the long thing. We are just short-sighted. And so we are looking at the suffering, but then we don't realize, you know, there is a greater plan by God for our lives. These are temporal things. When the more I say about this, now I'm just reminded of Paul's writing to 2 Corinthians 4:17. He's talking about, you know, the temporal problems troubles that we go through in our lives. But then he talks about the eternal glory, right? So we become very short-sighted. We think of the problems, but then we don't realize God has a greater plan, right, to give us eternal glory. And lastly, you know, another thing that, you know, sometimes we become one-sighted, right? Because when we look at suffering or pain or troubles, we always say, you know, why am I like this? Why am I like this? You know, and we don't see the hope. We don't see the hope, kind of a thing. But many times God does it wonderfully in our lives, works wonderfully in our life. And so in this prayer of Jonah, what's happening? Jonah is realizing himself. He's realizing his disobedience to God. And he's saying, Lord, you have allowed this because of my disobedience. Not that God is taking vengeance on him, but because he chose that God is just, is merciful at the same time, God is just in our lives. So crisis should allow us to understand who we are and where we are in our walk with God, right? Thirdly, if you look at the passage, you know, I like to learn the prayers of people, particularly like prayers of Jesus and prayers of Paul. Even yesterday when I was doing the devotion for the elders board, I was talking to them about Paul's prayer. I was doing a comparative word study between Paul says run and Paul says stand. You know, and so I like to see how Paul prayed. You know, and the thirdly, when I look at this particular passage, I'm reminded that God's grace, you know, always leads us to seek God. Not only to be saved, right? Many times, you know, what happens, we pray and say, Lord, save me, right? save me from this particular trouble which I'm going through. But when you look at the life of Jonah, when you look at the prayer of Jonah, and he's praying in this belly of the fish, right? And he's seeking God. He's just seeking God. And it's a very wonderful word in the Hebrew text when I look at it. He remembers the Lord, right? Verse 4 and 7. And the word remembers in the Hebrew is not just remembering God. It's not just remembering God, right? You know, there are in my ministry, many a times I've left home for ministry. For example, I've gone to Korea, I've gone to Mexico, and a lot of places I've gone to, even India for a mission trip, and many places I've traveled. Maybe I've not told this to my wife, but I'll tell her. You know, after a few days, I long to see her. I want to see my wife, Florence, again. See, she's smiling, and I know some of you are smiling. Have you realized you want to go back? You want to see your loved ones, right? You want to go back to your own bed and sleep. You cannot be sleeping on the hotel beds for maybe after 1 week, you notice. That's it, you know, I want to go back. You know, in the Hebrew text, it's, I just remember God. That's the way Jonah is saying. You know, it's just not, I'm not just remembering, because he's praying to God. He's not just remembering God. He's saying, Lord, I'm just longing to come after you. I just want to be back. I cannot leave you, Lord. I just want to be home, because home is the best place, the wonderful place, and I just want to come back to you. That strong desire to be connected with God again. And that's the way he says, my friend. It's not just, Lord, help me. But through this difficult, you know, challenging experience, you know, Jonah, can you imagine? He's saying, Lord, I just want to come back to you. I just love you, Lord. I just miss your presence. I just miss fellowshipping with you, just talking to you. I just want to be with you. And that's the way Jonah uses, you know, I look towards your temple. I remember the Lord. He doesn't remember anything, he just remembers the Lord. And then, you know, he says, you know, he recognizes the true sovereign God. He says, those who cling to worthless idols, right? He's talking about other gods and says, you know, this God is a true God. It's not that I just want to be, this God is the only God. Can you imagine? You know, I think we learn a lot from this prayer of Jonah. And when you are going through, let me challenge you, just let it be your prayer, Lord, I just want to come back to you. Because the presence of God is the best place, my friend. It's the best place. I think Jonah realized it. It's not the belly of the fish, right? It's in the presence of God. And lastly, let me finish with this. And Jonah, you know, God's grace leads us to hope. He rejoices in God, you know, and then he makes salvation. And he remembers the Lord, and finally it says he rejoices in God. In other words, he makes a sacrifice to God, right? When I say sacrifice to God, he's saying, Lord, I'll be sincere to my commitment. Whatever you've called, right, I'm just giving myself to you. As Paul said, I'm a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. But it's a spiritual or even acceptable worship. I'm just going to give you. Can you imagine? By giving ourselves to God, he's saying, no, I rejoice. I just rejoice by giving myself to God. It's not because you're going to save me, Lord, but it's a joy to give myself back to you, because I belong to you. He rejoices, and he says, no, Lord, I'm just going to give myself to you. It's going to be a sincere a promise in your presence. And then he says, salvation is of the Lord. In other words, the way Jonah says, only God can save, no other worthless idols. It's only God who can save. In the Hebrew word, it's a very interesting word. Jonah says, it's only God who can save me. It's only God who can save the entire world. That's the way Jonah is saying, salvation is from the Lord. He's the only one who can save me, not other things, not the sailors, nothing. At the same time, he also means by saying, he's the only one who can save the entire world, my friend. Salvation is from Jesus Christ, no other worthless idols. So when we are going through a crisis, you know, it should be our prayer, Lord, I just want to know that it's only you who can help me. It's only you, and it's only Christ who can actually help us. Good news. Let me finish with good news. I know many of us have like to know good news, right? Even in the deepest gloom, we can pray to God. God is always there. Are you going through some troubles? You can still pray. Do you think that God has actually thrown you into a pit? You can still pray. You can still pray wherever, whatever troubles or challenging moments you are having. Sometimes you might think, you know, it's no point praying. I prayed a lot, but let me tell you, pray. God is always there. He answers us, maybe not in the way that we want, but the way He wanted in our lives. And when I look at the Jonah's story, one of the things, good news, I also realize some of the fearful things or events that we face, waves or great waves, storms, freezing water, big fish, could be instruments in the hands of God who's both just. How do you see your suffering today? How do you see your troubles today? How do you see your pain today? How do you see difficult events in your life today? Yes, there are moments we need to blame ourselves because we might be the person who have been actually instrumental for inviting all this. But there are certain times we are faithful, but we don't realize. But even if you're faithful, God allows waves. Even if you're faithful, God can allow freezing water, my friend. You don't understand. Right? You don't understand. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you realize it's a wonderful thing that God is doing. When I'm saying this, I'm just reminded of tapestry. Am I pronouncing it correctly? You know, some ladies like to do that. One side of the tapestry, if you realize, you see a lot of knots, right? You don't put it on the wall because those are not nice. But when you turn it over, you see a beautiful picture, right? The knots can be waves, freezing water. It doesn't look nice, but when it's turned over, you realize, hey, what a wonderful picture, right? It's worth to be admired and to be kept. And lastly, I think, it also says, salvation comes only by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're going through difficult, let me tell you, my friend, only Jesus can help us. Personally, He is the only one who can save the entire world. He saved me when I was 16 years old, right? When I was a kid or youth, I was just searching for meaning of life, moving with not good company kind of a thing. And I realized only God can save me because nothing can save me, and Jesus Christ is the only one. Let's pray. I just want you to take a moment to think of Jonah. Can you imagine he's been thrown by the sailors? I was just trying to imagine what was going in the mind of Jonah. Maybe he thought that's the end of my life. God has forgotten me.
There may be many things he was just remembering, just fighting for his life. Dear friends, today we are alive. It's all because of God's grace. Jonah could have easily given up. He could have said it's not worth the fight. Sometimes do you realize we want to give up? We want to give up trying. We don't want to try. But even in the belly of the fish, this man prayed. There was a lot of distractions around him. The sound, the smell. Bad environment. I don't know what's going to be my future, but I still pray. I do not know what's going to be the outcome, but I just want to pray. Jonah could have been easily distracted by the sound, by the smell. He was just praying to God. Many times when you go through difficulties, you hear two voices. One is your voice that says, just give up. Find another way. You will also hear the voice of God, just wanting you to call upon Him. But the decision is us, my friend. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ. Call upon Him. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that nothing is impossible in your sight, Father. Help us, Lord, to know that we can shout in your presence. We can pour out our struggles, O God. And you're a God who hears. Help us, Lord, when we are going through difficult moments, to look at ourselves to see, Lord, who we are in terms of our relationship with you. Help us, Lord, to ask ourselves why all these are happening in our lives, O Father. On the same note, Lord, help us to know that it's only you. And help us to long for you. We thank you because you're a God who hears our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Vincent. Thanks for